You know, we were talking the other day to Gary Thomas, the president of DART, and it's just massive. I mean, they carry, 220,000 passengers every day and, over 60 million people every year. And we always think about their rail ridership, 93 miles of rail, and all those buses running around. But I'm asking back today to talk about, well, you've got the McKinney Avenue trolley that you guys fund, and then the thing at Oak Cliff, the modern streetcar?
You know, we're actually looking at a streetcar master plan now, and where should the streetcar go, not only in Dallas, but throughout our service area. So all 13 cities, we're looking at where streetcars, if it's appropriate and if it makes sense, what that might look like for the future, and allows us to start thinking about it and planning for it.
So are we ever going to see 14, 15, 16 cities? I mean, this, Denton connects, it looks like, pretty well with your service. They have their own service.
Right.
But my goodness, you look at the growth that's going on through Fairview and McKinney and on up to Prosper and everything else. It would seem like something should be done there.
Well, and you're exactly right. Certainly, as we look at the 13 cities that originally voted to dedicate the 1% sales tax in 1983, it didn't make sense to go much beyond the borders at that point in time. But now we have cities like Allen, McKinney, Frisco, and, of course, Cedar Hill, the best Southwest cities, are growing so rapidly, and they're looking for those transportation choices. They're looking for those transportation options that many of the core cities were dealing with 30 years ago. And so they're at that point now. So as we look to the future, it really is finding that balance between how we grow out and respecting the investment that the original 13 cities have made. The cool thing that's happening in transit and transportation is it's certainly changing more now than it has in the last 100 years.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at different ways to deliver transportation. We're looking at different ways that that we can provide those trips. And we're really asking the customer what you want. I laugh. I say for 100 years now, customer service from a transit perspective has been that we're going to put buses and trains out there. We hope you ride them. We hope they go where you want them to go. We'll keep them clean, safe, and we'll smile when you get on board. And that's our version of customer service. That's changing now. And now we're saying, okay, what does your trip really want to look like? What does your journey look like? Is it the fastest trip? Is it least expensive? Do you really want to ride a scooter in the middle of that trip? Or maybe it's one of the personal helicopters that the air taxis that we're starting to hear about.
Uber Elevate.
And so our GoPass app, throughout the course of this year, you'll see a lot of changes in that as we really start to integrate those. So that app will ask you where you are, where you want to be, and what are your criteria for that journey. It'll give you the options. It'll give you the times. It'll give you the prices. You pick what suits your needs best, and then pay for it on the app. That's our vision, and that's our goal, and we're making a lot of headway in making that happen.
You know, something else I think has happened, correct me if I'm wrong, but my sense was when DART first started, the argument against DART was we don't have any density. First of all, people are married to cars, but, we're not in New York City where you have buildings full of, thousands of people that come down off an elevator and get in. And of course, but I guess the argument is if we had density, you couldn't have built DART. It wouldn't have been a place to put it.
Right.
But it seems like rather than you going to them, the argument now is we're going to come to you. I cite the example of this University of Texas in Dallas, project that's there waiting, for you to arrive in 2 or 3 years. And I remember seeing that in Plano. They built out a big mixed-use facility, again, sure, waiting for you to arrive.
Right, right.
Is the mindset changed?
I think it has. And, of course, the way our region has grown, we don't have a single core urban center. Downtown Dallas is certainly the main and historic core, but now we have all of these major work nodes throughout our region. Whether it's City Line or up and down the corridor, 75 corridor, of course, Las Colinas, Legacy West, we can name a lot of those areas that have sprung up over the years. And so now it's really not about serving one particular core areas. It's about serving multiple core areas. So part of it is us going to them. Legacy West is one of those areas that we don't serve with rail currently. But when Toyota moved their North American headquarters into the Legacy West area, they actually came to us and said, we want to pilot some shared use mobility choices. And so they really set us down a path of creating an on-demand, app-based, shared use mobility program that now we have 13 zones where you can pull up your app and call the bus, the small bus, to come get you.
You know, it's a shame that a planned community like that, that is so new, didn't incorporate transit from the beginning.
Well,
it was some sort of easement so you could have an automated vehicle going through there carrying people. That would seem like an oversight.
Well, you know, we've worked very, it's really incredible the growth and the excitement in that area. Plano's done an incredible job pulling it together, working with us to really look at those solutions. So there's an awful lot going on. And then you have CityLine in Richardson where, you know, you've built a complete city, really, around the Bush Turnpike station. And certainly it's at the intersection of two highways. But
is that a busy station?
It's a very busy station. And as you continue to see the growth, the residential growth, you see people not only getting on the train there, you see people getting off and going to work from that location. So people will live around that station because they don't have to own a car. They can eat, they can work, they can get on the train, they can go where they want. And that's also one of the station stops for the future Cotton Belt line.
Well, that's exciting. You've got a lot to say grace over right now. I'll see you at the groundbreaking.
I anticipate that.
Maybe that's the next event.
See you there.
Gary Thomas is a very busy man. He's president, executive director of Dallas Area Rapid Transit, also known as the Titan of Trains. You ever been called that?
No, that's a new one.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.